And now, West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A proposed rock quarry on the Carroll County-Paulding County line has some nearby residents worried about diminished property values, heavy commercial truck traffic, negative environmental impacts on streams and wildlife, and negative impact on area residents' quality of life. Northwest Georgia Land Holdings is asking Paulding County to rezone 201 acres of property located southeast of Highway 101 south along the Carroll County line from suburban residential district to heavy industrial district and approve a special use permit. Operation of a new rock quarry there would impact Carroll County residents living in districts 2 and 3. The reported plan is for gravel to be trucked along Highway 101 south to I-20 in Villarica. Citizens against the project have started a protest and information page online at stop101rockquarry.com. The project is up for discussion for the Paulding County Planning Commission during its monthly meeting on July 23rd. The Harrelson County Board of Commissioners on Tuesday expected to approve the budget for fiscal year 2025, a proposal predicting approximately $22.5 million for revenue and expenditures. The county is proposing more than $11 million, or approximately 49% of the budget, designated for public safety, approximately $4 million for general government, more than $3 million for public works, close to $2.5 million for judicial, $1.24 million for health and welfare, and approximately $704,000 for recreation and culture. And the Carroll Symphony, the Carrollton Jazz Orchestra, and the Carrollton Wind Ensemble will be filling the air with American music for 3 days, starting later this evening, continuing on Wednesday, July 3rd, and capping off on Thursday, July 4th. Admission to each of these family-friendly events is free. And fresh from their successful tour of Italy, the Carrollton Wind Ensemble kicks off the celebratory days, taking the stage at the Amp, 8 o'clock tonight for their American Marches and More concert. The Carrollton Jazz Orchestra performs American Jazz at the Amp at 8 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, and the Carroll Symphony Orchestra caps off 4th of July celebrations on the grounds of the Carrollton City Schools. The 2024 Sounds of Liberty concert beginning at 8:30 on Independence Day and builds to a fireworks display, accompanied by the sounds of everyone's favorite patriotic melodies. Conductor Terry Lowry.
I know that people have different places that they kind of like to be. Maybe you want to be over at Tabernacle or you want to be at Target, and you've not yet experienced what it's like to kind of be down on the lawn with all those people. I really urge you to at least try it. If you've never done it, if you've never been down on the lawn during the Sounds of Liberty and to then watch the fireworks from that location, they're right over your head.
And for those who cannot attend the Sounds of Liberty concert in person, KISS 102.7 broadcast the concert live. I'm Colin Worthington.